I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. Among those caught in the Israel-Hezbollah conflict are 11,000 Filipinos working in Lebanon. There are more than 2 million Filipinos estimated to be working abroad in 2023. It's a reality with gospel opportunity, but also risk. Lito Sampan with A3.
We are always reminding the churches to come alongside these overseas Filipino workers and their families and help them establish their purpose, why they are working abroad. And at the same time, equip them that they will be responding to the Great Commission of making disciples. Because whether you are here in the Philippines or abroad, we still have to make disciples.
Filipinos are hard workers, but Sampan says abuse and family dysfunction are risks abroad. Pray that local churches will support Filipinos against these dangers and for gospel ministry. And kids should be going to school, playing with their friends, and enjoying childhood. Instead, 10.1 million kids in India are child laborers. Extreme poverty leads parents to desperation. Vinati is a 10-year-old in India whose family faced an impossible choice. Her mother was very sick, and her dad was struggling with the financial burden of caring for her mom alone. Vinati offered to start working, but her dad didn't want that. They needed a miracle. Regan Miller with Mission India says,
it was around that time that Vinati was invited to a Bible club. And her parents allowed her to go. And as Vinati attended the Bible club, she learned about God and about the Holy Spirit. And through her attending the Bible club, her parents came to know about Jesus.
Vinati and her parents began following Christ, and God healed Vinati's mother. Thank God for the ministry of Mission India's Children's Bible Club. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids and families worldwide. This month, they're offering free devotionals designed to help your kids spend time in God's Word every day of the year, with a goal of growing disciples of Christ. I'm Jeremy Scott.